Yeah, I'm good. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. Welcome to episode... What episode is this?
92.
Shit. Welcome to episode 92 of the Try Gives End a Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Chumas Lashas, and I'm here with a single female. That made me lucky. No. Tony is studying hard for his job, and he will be done next Friday, after which he'll be a county clerk, and we will all shower him with booze. And Al is on his way back from computer shopping. He got his a nice little Uncle Sam rebate. A lot of money for computer stuff, and he's excited, so he'll talk about that when he gets back. But we are starting first because we are impatient, and yeah, so...
What a lucky patriotic bastard to get all that money from the government.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing... I don't know. I wasn't prepared for this. Tony's studying for this amazing test. I can't answer a single question. I've been playing stuff here and there. I'm in the Age of Conan closed beta, and that's fun stuff, and I can actually talk about it.
Hyborian Adventures.
Yes.
What kind of fruity name is that?
I'm going to keep telling everybody what I'm telling everybody at my store. good game, possibly even great. Nothing... revolutionary, something to tide me over till Warhammer.
Uh-huh.
Because when Warhammer comes out, I'm pretty sure all hell is going to break loose and everybody will be in love with that game. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the new coming of the MMOs. Not to say, because people are probably going to put words in my mouth, it's not going to be the WoW killer. I don't think anybody's going to kill WoW. I don't think anything needs to kill WoW. WoW's kind of its own separate entity at this point.
Beast.
Yes. And, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. The combat system is something that's going to make that game special. It's not run up to a guy and press auto attack and then, you know, hammer on your skills. You choose when to attack, where to attack, and you have to kind of play it off of where they're going to be blocking or where their shields are coming from and all that stuff. And that alone kind of makes the entire game feel different because you run up to a guy and you're constantly like hitting new attacks to do new stuff. And in PvP, that works out really great because it just has this whole different feel. It's kind of hard to explain. It almost feels like a Counter-Strike version of, like WoW or something. Like if you're in Warsong Gulch and WoW, just imagine that Counter-Strike, and there you go. In a way, it's kind of weird to explain. Action adventure-ish, yeah. I don't know. That's about it for that game. Civilization IV finally finished my first game of that. Dear God.
From last week?
Yes. We finally finished it. The final timer on it was like 30 hours and some minutes.
Jesus!
Yeah. And that was... I mean, the games don't usually take that long. It's mostly because we weren't really worried about time, so we were taking our sweet little, you know... We were taking our time.
Right.
With the whole turns and stuff. I mean, some of our turns we would take like 5 to 10 minutes on. Or at least 10 anyway. Not me. I'm fast.
Oh, you're so special.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's times where like you're managing your cities every now and then, like just checking on them. But he would do it every turn to make sure he's getting the highest production value he can from every city, to make sure every single tile is selected. And when he has, like, 9 cities, that becomes a long process to do every single turn.
Right, right.
It was killer. And on top of whatever else he was doing. But I didn't win, unfortunately. It was really a brilliant game from, like, a strategic kind of point, because It started out with us five, and it came down to three. And it was like he had the entire left continent to himself, and I had the upper right continent, and Kublai Khan had the bottom right. So we were all kind of like squished together, and I was hugging Kublai Khan. And
Ooh, sexy, huh?
I think last week I mentioned I was going to basically trick my friend, and he was going to get pissed at me.
Right, yeah. And kind of ambush him.
It was such a great move too, because to get to Kublai Khan, he had to go through one of my cities. So what happened was I was like, okay, you attack South Kublai Khan, I'll attack from North. But I just sat in my city the entire time. He didn't even care. So he walked right past my city, and then suddenly I just start marching my guys towards his territory.
So pincer.
Yeah, and then now he's stuck between my city with like half my guys and Kublai Khan, and he's like, holy shit, what happened to our mutual agreement?
You're a little devious motherfucker, aren't you?
I was like, I took it and flushed it down the toilet.
You're a
And
little scum.
what sucked is it didn't work out because
He
he
won.
had, well, yeah, he basically won just because of his pure size. I couldn't do anything against it. And Kublai Khan wasn't helping at all. What the fuck were you? Anyway, I parked like all my guys in between two cities thinking it would be easier to take like my 40 guys and it would be quicker to like take over those cities if I just stopped in the middle of them because they were right next to each other and he was on the way back. And that turned out to not be a good idea because apparently 40 guys out in the open does not stand up against like 10 guys in each city. And he every single time he went to attack me, he just killed me. Like even when his odds were 30% in the fight, he would still kill me. It was just like
Jesus.
he was having the lucky draws and he was just had the territory. So like all my guys practically were destroyed and that was the end of that plan. But then I got like I mean the end result was like 10 nukes in his face. So despite I lost and there was a bunch of global warming and stuff, it was I
You
felt
still got to execute Judgment Day
yeah. And there were so many nukes.
in his mouth.
There were so many nukes that instead of him taking me over, he just kind of backed off because he didn't want all his guys destroyed from my nukes. My
Nuke in his
nerves.
mouth. Put it in your mouth. Sorry, I won't go there.
You're good. But that's a mouthful for me, so.
Nothing
Yay.
for review for oxsexbox.sucks.com/sex.org asm.
Dot orgasm. Dot govasm.
.org/asm.
Dot edu gasm.
Yeah.
Which is what Tony's having right now.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know. I haven't really been in contact 100% because of this whole I'm saving up for a trip to Colorado to see
All right.
Spock people's woohoo thing. Basically, all my money goes towards that because it's only a month away.
Right,
And
right.
I'm at $60 basically because I finally just got out of the problems with PayPal and my bank because of
Oh, that crap.
yeah, finally just got done with that. And so I can start living my life like I should, which is wealthy, which is $60. And so I got like a month to come up with $440 and I'm hoping this, what was it, the economic check from the government, whatever that is about.
Oh, the stimulus check, the
Yeah,
stim
the,
pack.
sorry, we're fucking up. Here you go. Check.
Don't
And,
make me do stuff.
I'm hoping that's gonna save my ass. If not, I'll just cry to mommy and daddy. But because of that, I can't, like, go out and buy games and review them anymore. So I'm just
Right.
like steadily waiting for review codes. And I finally just got one. But the thing is that Microsoft's new PR team, as of like, oh geez, what is it, like 5 months ago, they got swapped out. It was like new, basically a new PR team. And they're horrible. And I'm pretty sure when I was talking to Alex Navarro the other day, he agreed. They're horrible. He said the same thing that we do, which is we just kind of just go fuck it and buy the game.
Right,
So,
right.
because it just takes so long.
But unfortunately, in this case, you can't expense it out. which sucks.
Right, so it's like, well, I'm stuck here, and I finally just got one for Lost Cities, and now I got all this. It's funny because I just got it, and I'm like, woohoo, but now I have no time because I'm book salad for today, so fun stuff.
Yeah.
I got to teach kids how to play board games from 5 to 11 at a church.
Oh, right. Wait, so you're actually bringing the boards, or are you doing it on 360?
No, we're traditional. I mean, it's going to be...
Ah.
It was my former boss down at the Chick-fil-A's. Yeah, he's big into board games. He's in this group that's been going around for like 18 years, just playing board games every week, and I've somehow got a part of that. And that's kind of like an honor in a way.
Right.
Hanging out,
right.
Dude, that's been doing this for so long. And they're hosting a party. It's going to be like 40 or 50 people, a bunch of games, board games and stuff. So should be fun. Get our dice rolling needs on. I was just telling them we should throw down some paper and pen and use our imaginations and play some D&D with
D&D,
like 40,
yeah.
50 people. Yeah, because it'd be fun having a turn every hour.
Every hour?
And then you can go do whatever, eat some potato chips, drink on some stuff, come back, your turn again. But, yeah, that's it. I've talked too much. I know you have probably about 20 minutes of things worth talking about.
Let me search my brain. I think I've... Well, let me see. I'm on the third case of Phoenix Wright. Which one is this one? Let me take out the card. It's Trials and Tribulations.
Oh, okay.
That's the third Phoenix Wright.
Yeah.
And it features a very homoerotic French chef, and I'm worried that both, like, this is a text message that I sent to Al when I finally got, because he warned me. He was like, if you think, like, as in the in Phoenix Wright 2, there is also a very flamboyant character.
Uh-huh.
But in this one, he was like, if you think that's bad, just wait till Phoenix Wright 3. And he warned me, and so when I finally got there, I texted him, and I was just like, okay, so the third chapter of this game equals Capcom gets sued jointly by the Gay and Lesbian Alliance in America and France.
Nice.
Like, the French government will just outright sue Capcom. I'm just like, why did they do that?
Look like he could be on Iron Chef.
No, basically, he's got cut arms, so he's like, you know, he's got well-shaped arms, but like a little pot belly. And really permed hair, and very very feminine hand animations, you know. So it's like,
I am late tired.
And then they put like blush on him, and it looks like lipstick. And I'm just like, dude, you're just asking for trouble. But they haven't been sued yet, so I'm thinking it's okay.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. I could probably go down a history of game flamboyant characters in my games, but we just won't go there.
and then I've been playing Burnout Revenge because I got Burnout Paradise with a gift card.
Sweet deal.
And,
yeah.
I just really haven't been treating Revenge with any respect. So it's like, okay, before I get on to Paradise, I might as well, you know, get as much out of Revenge as possible before I move on to the new one.
Right.
And basically my goal is to get the final rank, which is Dominator, I think.
Yeah, that's the PSP version, right?
I actually got the 360 version.
Oh, okay. I'm the PSP version, so.
But like, yeah, I want to get the Dominator rank, and basically, I mean, you can rank up without actually finishing, because there are certain, I think it's the same for the PS2 version. Like, there's several ranks that you can open up, but at the same time, you can level up your own rank. I don't know if anybody who's listening can understand what the hell we're saying,
I think I know how it goes. Probably just because I played it. So.
Right. It's basically your individual ranking as a driver, and then the rank of challenges that you open up. So
yeah.
My goal is not to finish all the challenges. My goal is just to earn enough stars to be the Dominator rank, and then I'll put the game away because I know I'm never going to finish the challenges, you know, in time because I got so many things to play. I still haven't finished Final Fantasy X. All right, that's on my backlog. I need to get to that at some point. So,
now that Tony's gone, that game's pretty good. 10. That game there. Love it. Definitely. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I wanna finish that shit.
I don't know what you're. What part are you on? Have you started at least?
You know, I forget. The last thing
Been
I
so
clearly
long.
remember is let's see.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe spoiler alert, but I'm so close to the beginning that I don't think so. I'm maybe only four hours in. The last thing I very clearly remember is recruiting Waka. Hey, Titus, I sound like a Hawaiian. And that's the last thing I clearly remember. I know that I went far after that, like a little bit further after that, but I think let's see. Does she do her dance like for the first time after or before you see Waka?
Who's she?
I'm sorry, Yuna. Like when he sees her dance for the first time and he pops a boner.
I think that's after, yeah, the really, actually, I thought that scene was amazing. Where she's on the water and it's like after Sin's wiped out the one village.
Yeah. Titus,
Kind of
what
fight.
happened to your pants?
I'm just gonna say this so it'll be the oh my God, I can't even think of the word. Going from one thing to another.
Segue.
Segue. The Segway music, yes, thank you. The Segway music will be B-State Island. It's now going to be B-State Island because I said it.
Okay,
You probably
Segway music.
don't even know what that is, but you're going to find it.
I'll find it, don't worry. I have the 10 soundtrack. I just haven't played the game. So,
Okay.
but yeah, so I think yeah, I'm definitely after that part. I'm definitely after
Okay.
that part.
Yeah, you still probably got about like 40 hours to go.
Yeah, I got a long way. I forget whether or not I met Auron yet. I think I did, but I it's all fuzzy. The last time I legitimately played that game was about, what's it,
Months
2008?
ago.
Was about
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay, we
So,
shouldn't even talked about it. It's not even a factor anymore.
yeah. But there's that, and then what else was I playing? I think that's about it. I'm still trying to finish Half-Life 2. I'm getting by chapter by chapter, and I just love that game.
Original?
Half-Life 2, yeah, the original.
Yeah.
Because I really want to get to the episodes.
I
So.
bought the orange pack so long ago, but I haven't even like I beat. I think I beat Half-Life 2 twice, maybe three times, and I still haven't even gotten into the episode. So I need to do that. I need
Right.
to take the gnome to the end of the level. God, what amazing!
I'll announce this right here. If anybody does not have the original Half-Life 2, is on Steam and has no plans to get the orange box, I have a free Half-Life 2 gift to give. Because
I think I have one as well, so.
I think almost everyone who bought Half-Life 2 has that stupid gift because if I was like, yeah, you could blah blah
I also think
blah.
everybody has Half-Life 2.
Yeah, which is yeah. And
So.
randomly, Ish, aka FF Gothic on GameSpot has a Grand Theft Auto 4 status message on a Skype, so I'm just gonna see if I can read it. And Ish, you can tell me if I read it correctly. Nico, what the guanyan scene? That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
What
okay.
the guanyan scene? What the guan? I don't know. I'll stop pretending like I'm Jamaican or Caribbean or whatever, because I am not. I am actually Asian Mexican. What? Yes.
I'm just gonna let you go on by yourself now.
Shut up. All right. Al hasn't arrived yet, so we'll just move on to some of this news so he can talk about his computer when he comes back and segue music into that Final Fantasy X thing that he wanted. And if it's not that, then you can laugh at me. News, let's see. Our first news article, Grand Theft Auto 4 equals big erection happiness for Microsoft. I believe this is in London. And for some reason, this link didn't pop up, so I'm going to click on it now. Here we go.
By Steve Watts.
Steve Watts on 1UP.com. He's not British. I don't know why I did that.
Random.
We've already seen Grand Theft Auto 4 shatter UK sales records, And Microsoft has been boastfully proclaiming that the 360 version was outselling the PS3 game 2-to-1 according to their estimates. Though the numbers may have been a bit high, the Xbox 360 as a console of choice for wannabe thugs and mafioso did align with our analysis on which console maker would stand to benefit more from the release. Microsoft recently shared some new numbers on the 360 GTA 4's popularity. According to internal estimates, console sales for the Xbox 360 rose by 54% due to GTA 4, mm-hmm. with about 40% of new consoles sold being bought alongside a copy of the game. They also have made the claim that 60% of all GTA 4 copies sold in the first week were the 360 versions, which is a certainly good sales if true, although not quite 2-to-1. So instead of sending you games, Slunks, that's what they're concentrating on, tooting their Xbox 360 GTA 4 horn. So don't feel bad. It's not that they hate you.
All right. Well, I mean, it's not surprising. I'm just going to point out that there's more 360s out there, 2-to-1.
Than PS3s.
Than PS3s.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'd say, but whatever. But, I mean, like, it is pretty interesting to note that they did sell through more consoles.
Maybe our store just sucks. I don't know. Because I didn't really experience that. I think we sold maybe two systems along with it. We didn't really, or at least in my shifts anyway, which was all of one shift on the first day. I mean, it was basically, hey, I pre-ordered the GTA 4s. Give me.
So it was just full pre-orders.
And typically it was like they've had it paid off full already, so they'd have some kind of stupid attitude.
Right. Towards it.
Whatever.
I'm a grown-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass adult.
Let's see. Well, I don't think you can. Well, actually, can you? No, you can't virtually rape anybody in Grand Theft Auto. It's all consensual, right?
Right. Okay. I mean, there's prostitutes and there's strippers, and that's about it. Yeah, and their only sex scene is basically a sunset shot.
A sunset shot.
Yeah.
And a car going up and down.
It
well,
probably could be a porn movie altogether, but.
Well, Grand Theft Auto doesn't have to worry about this, but I think the rest of us might. Not the rest of us, only people who like virtual rape. This is from Kotaku. The headline reads, House introduces Video Games Rating Enforcement Act. Virtual rape fans worried. Okay. Let's see, this is Michael apostrophe McWhorter. New legislation has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives that aims to enforce the ESRB ratings with the required age identification checks. The Video Games Rating Enforcement Act, a bill introduced by Republican Representative Lee Terry, that was damn Republicans, and Democratic Representative Jim Matheson, those fucking Democrats, would require video game retailers to display the ESRB ratings and verify a customer's age when buying an M or an AO rated title. Now that all of our other problems are solved, we can finally ensure that kids will never again get their hands on a copy of Manhunt or Pony Friends ever again. The final solution? Retailers will be hit with a $5,000 civil fine.
Damn!
Should they be found in violation of the act. Similar legislation has been attempted in Massachusetts, New York, Louisiana, California, and blah, 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 blah. So not only can you get fired by your store if you sell Grand Theft Auto to a 10-year-old, you incur a $5,000 penalty.
But he had a beard.
He had a beard. So here's the thing that's been bugging me. I like the idea of some kind of punishment coming down on someone who sells an M game to someone who's, you know, not of age, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time, there are two things. One is, I don't know if it's the best idea for the government to be the one to do it.
Right.
I know that the question is, well, how else would you do it? I don't know the answer, I'll admit that, but it's just, I don't feel comfortable with that. The second thing is, and this is a point brought up to me by Sophina Kang at GameSpot, she had a very good point that it's not equal with other mediums. Like, supposedly, they'll card you at the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But she brought up a statistic that like 30% of minors can get into R-rated movies because they just don't care. And the theaters don't enforce that.
Now that you kind of bring it up, I almost kind of agree in a way. It feels like, I don't know, something just doesn't feel right in a way. Like not official.
Right, right.
Something feels different. I don't know. I can't even put a finger on it.
Yeah, but it's like that's the point that I made to her. I was just like, yeah, but when I was 15, I couldn't get into an R-rated movie. She was like, well, then you didn't fall into the 30% that could. And I'm like, really, 30%? So that's a lot. But meanwhile, in game stores, I don't know. I mean, I agree that it's kind of dubious that way. But I still, at the same time, I still think that maybe games can be the industry that starts regulating this stuff, within its own industry properly. And setting an example for the other media. I don't know, maybe that's too idealistic or utopian or whatever, but it just comes down to, do we really want the government to come down on this? And as of now, I don't think so. I will admit that I'm hard-pressed to find another way, but I still...
The punishment almost feels ridiculous, too. I don't know. I mean, it's not like you're handing them a gun.
Right, right.
It feels, I don't know. If I accidentally messed up or something, or if I purposely messed up, then I lose my job.
Purposely.
Not only do I lose my job, but I now have this fee and I can't pay it off because I have no job.
Right. No, I think the store is going to get fined $5. I think I closed the window, so I don't know anymore.
if I got fired for doing something stupid like that, then yeah, I'd be like, well, dumbass me, whatever.
Right.
But if it's a $5,000 fine, it's like, well, what all else did I do?
Right.
Did I really give them like a piece of like a pill that's gonna kill everybody in the world, or I don't know?
Right, right.
Kind of.
Well, going on the heels of that, and this I didn't properly order this in the agenda, but on the heels of this, Game Life blogs Ernest Cavalli. Oh, they changed the Wired logo from red to green. Okay, so Ernest Cavalli from Game Life blogs says the study shows that 20% of minors are able to purchase mature games. Which means that they're not hiring enough slunkses. So maybe they are following the movie industry. So let's read what Ernest has to say.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to bring up the statistics that was on XPlay I mentioned.
Yeah, go ahead. Bring it up.
Which was, I believe on an episode of XPlay, they were talking about GTA 4, and one of the things, by the way, I only watch X Play for Adam Sessler. He knows what he's talking about. Anyway.
You love him.
Oh, yeah. the statistics showed that it was like a sheet, like basically saying, here's of all the people who fucked up and sold this game to minors. I think EBA and GameStop was like 4 or 6%. I can't remember which one, but pretty low. It was the lowest of all. Which is good because that means we're basically doing our job, except for the one or two fuckheads out there.
Right, right.
And places like Best Buy and Circuit City, I think we're nearing 20.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Places like Hollywood Videos and I think it was FYE or something was like 40%. It was ridiculous.
That's, yeah, I can. I'm not surprised, but that's terrible.
Right.
But fuck you anyway. No, but Yeah, I mean, it's like because like the bigger they get and the less games have to impact on their product, it's like they don't really care.
Right. I mean, they're selling a lot more things than games, and their number one thing on their mind is not going to be what's your age, what's your motherfucking age.
Right, so, right. They just want to sell that. But let's see what this blog says. It says only 20% of minors asked to purchase a mature rated game were successful at their test. Okay, so he's saying only. Which is
right.
to say that's okay. So, in light of fucking FYE selling to 40%, 20% is much better. But still,
yeah.
This data reveals a precipitous drop at the rate in which the underage could pick up the forbidden software. According to the same study, 42% of test subjects were successful in 2006. Wow. While 6 years earlier, 85% were able to walk out with a violent game.
Wow.
I'll tell you this much. Mortal Kombat 2. For the Super Nintendo, before they actually had the ESRB, they had this other ratings standard. I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is either. I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
But it was, but the rating was MA-17.
Right.
And I was in 8th grade, I think. Either in 7th or 8th grade, and this is when I was 13 years old. And I was able to walk into Nobody Beats the Wiz, when that store was still around, and buy it. Like, I was sitting there just kind of, like, online, looking left and right, going, I wonder if they're going to sell it to me. And the guy just sold it to me. And I'm just like, the kid in me, I was like, yay! But, nowadays I think back to that and I'm just like,
well,
maybe that's not so good.
I like to, I always bring up every now and then, if we're ever talking about the past, that the industry was extremely different back
Oh,
then.
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
There wasn't the government breathing down our necks every 5 seconds about critics or about
Right.
ratings board systems, and now even the review industry is entirely different, where, I mean, it's almost embarrassing to look at a review from 10 years ago and you're done with it within 20 seconds because
Oh,
it's only a paragraph long.
dude, they were talking about an old EGM review on like on the 1UP podcast, and they were saying like there was this I forgot what game it was. It might have been like Double Dragon 3 or something. Or no, just some beat 'em up brawler game, and the entire review was this: just another kung fu game, 7 out of 10. And I'm just like, what? In fact, I want to look this up right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna go on my laptop and look up what game that is.
Just type in the quote, you should probably get
Yeah.
it.
Score 1 for tangents. Let's see.
God. EGM. I
Yeah,
have a copy of it on my desk right now.
I'm going to
It's
move
awesome.
from the Prague weather forecast and move on to Google.
Do it. Yeah, I don't think
It
the
is
Prague.
49 degrees in Prague right now.
That's good. It's
Actually, no, that was
probably,
from yesterday night.
yeah, it's probably like 60 here, 70.
Warm weather. Come on, Google. Come
Go
on,
Google,
Google.
holding up the podcast. Go Google,
Come
holding up
on,
the podcast.
Google. Okay, I don't trust this laptop. I'm going to do it on my main computer,
I'm gonna search for it now.
and God help me. God help me if this ruins my recording. Okay.
That's okay.
Just another kung fu or karate game. I'm going to put both in there. I'm not in quotes, but let's see.
I typed EGM for you at the end.
Yeah. EGM
World of
review.
Kung Fu? No. No.
Just another.
I can't find it. I don't see anything on
God damn it. Just another. I'm gonna
it.
find it if it kills me.
Was this even real? I think you're a phony.
You're a big fat phony.
Hey, you're not even
Oh,
playing anymore.
okay. Here we go. EGM top 10 worst review games from 1UP.com. Video
Okay.
game team member Don Nauert's review of Flying Dragon in EGM number 2, which reads as follows in its glorious entirety: just another karate game.
Sweet.
This is on 1UP.com, and they chose their own dude to
Well, good, because they're not calling out anybody but directly.
That's really funny. Just another. Let me see.
7 out of 10. Don't buy it. Like, 7 out of 10 is the worst score you can give somebody.
So if anybody has an old copy of EGM number 2, find that. But moving on to other things, Kaz Hirai says that PlayStation 3 will win the race. It just might take a decade. Haha. This is again from Michael apostrophe McWhorter. Let's see what he has to say in its entirety, because we know bloggers have the tendency to just kind of fuck up, their headline with, broad strokes. So, PlayStation boss man Kaz Hirai has been a chatty fellow this week, talking about the PS3's bumpy start and its association with GTA 4. He sat down with the BBC, giving his totally unbiased opinion on where the PS3 will rank against its peers. The news? Good. Well, maybe. We'll have to check back next decade, as Kaz says, quote, "The true test of the Ridge Racer console in terms of the install base race
He didn't
is
actually
really
say that.
when you look back at the end of the life cycle." Kaz adds that he's, quote, "very confident that at the end of the PS3 decade, quote, we will have the install base that we're looking for, and that it is to be obviously in the leadership position. Ridge! By then, we should be crystal clear on how things shook out. But as for the PS4, it's hazy." Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, you know what? I don't know if, I don't necessarily know that if it'll beat out Wii in a decade, unless Nintendo goes, okay, now it's time for Wii 2, in which case, by default, of course, it'll, outsell it at some point. But if PS3 will truly be around for that decade, like, I don't know. I mean, the reason why I'm saying this is because, I think that Microsoft and Nintendo are just, like, by the time 5 or 6 years has passed, they're going to be on to the next one.
Yeah, I think things are going to start getting out of sync here with it's not going to be like, here's your new Genesis systems, here you go. It's, I mean, they're kind of spread apart now with the 360 a year ahead.
Right, yeah. And the Wii being something totally like different.
I think the PS3 and the Xbox will probably go on for like another 7 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe 6-7 years. And I think the Wii might go out a little before that. Probably just because of, I mean, look at all the hardware that Nintendo has. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And because of the hardware limitations in the Wii, 5 or 6 years from now, that's not going to be cutting it for developers, I think.
Yeah, they're probably going to want more. I mean, well, it depends. It really also just depends on the market. Like,
right.
Is the market going to care enough about it? And, I don't know, because I feel like a lot of the Wii owners out there are the ones who kind of buy it for the Wii Sports and maybe Cooking Mama, maybe two or three other games that come out every year, and it kind of sits there, but when there's a party, they bring it out and they play it. But, you know, the graphics, they don't really matter because they don't care too much about them. Guitar Hero is good enough. Where, you know, people like you and me, like, I want a Wii with better hardware at some point just so I can see how they envision Zelda, for example, in 5 to 10 years. Like,
right.
I'm, you know, me personally, I'm also perfectly fine if the graphics were to stay how they were. But I'm curious, you know. I just like to see, not for my own benefit, but just out of curiosity, I like to see advancements. So, you know, I'd like to see what Nintendo could do with that. But no, they're going to think we did for the soccer moms. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, on the thought of, like, if anybody will care by then, I had the same question about Sony when the PS3 came out, or when it was nearing release, back when Gears came out.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking to myself, does anybody care about the PS3 coming out soon, besides, like, the crazy-ass Sony fanboys buying anything with Sony on it? Because at that point, I think that's when Gears came out. I think that's when the 360 finally felt like finished, released.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And everybody wanted one. It was so ridiculous. I think Gears sold more consoles than almost any other game out there, to be like true.
I think it was either that or Assassin's Creed. No, I'm sorry, you're right. I think Gears sold more consoles, but Assassin's Creed had the biggest, like, third-party launch or something like that.
Right, yeah, Assassin's Creed was third-party. And, yeah, I mean, people still bought PS3s, and looking back at it now, I mean, I did have a guy walk up to me the other day. It was like, he totally blatant question of, what do you think's better, PS3 or 360?
Just like, what games do you like?
And I said honestly, I said, at this point, the 360, just because it had the year start, and it was almost an ingenious move on Microsoft's part, because if you look at the current standing now, and if you had cash in your pocket, the 360 has way more games available. Yeah, and
I have shrunks. I know the English.
Yes, and the hardware itself is more. Or maybe not the hardware, but like the dashboard system and stuff like that. That's much more refined than it was when it initially came out. And everything is just working so good. You got an assload of arcade games to go for. If you're into DVDs or movies or whatever, those are on there too. So there's a lot more choices out there. Where if you like the PS3, it's finally kind of getting out of the hole.
I think this is its year. I mean.
Yeah, I think this is when you can finally look at the game library and be like, yeah, I'll buy a PS3.
It's, you know, there's always, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4, there's always that. But then you've got, I'm sure that after MGS4 comes out,
mm-hmm.
I don't know when Final Fantasy 13 is slated to come, but it's going to be at some point like that. They're going to be like, okay, the first big hit's Metal Gear Solid 4. Then everybody's going to be waiting for Final Fantasy 13, and it's going to be on everybody's mind. Meanwhile, the people who bought the PS3 for MGS4 will probably have the games that they need. They like, no, they won't have Grand Theft Auto's downloadable content, but they'll still have Grand Theft Auto 4, period. You know, they'll have it. They now have Rumble in their controllers back.
If I was ever asked if I was going to buy a PS3, I probably don't think so. I'm really – it's not that I'm like, oh, I don't want the PS3 because it's – no, crappy.
But it doesn't make sense for you at this point.
It's more like, you know, I'm happy with the 360, and I got this much time on my hands, and I don't need another gaming console on top of a PC, on top of a Wii, on top of a PS2, and etc. I'm just kind of happy where I am, and that's fine with me.
Right.
So.
In enters the Alfred. I'm ringing him right now. I'll say this is a good point that's been made on other podcasts. It's like a lot of people look at the PS3 library, and it's like, well, where are their exclusives? So, you know, obviously it's an inferior system, and that holds true for people who buy multiple systems. But I think that, let's say Johnny over here doesn't have anything yet, right?
Okay.
Is just finishing Persona 3 Fez on his PS2.
Okay.
Has $500 to burn, saying, do I get a Wii, do I get a 360, or do I get a PS3?
Get a PC.
Says Al, get a PC. But it's like, well, yes, you could get a 360 because it has the most games that are, you know, kind of substantial. The Wii is pretty good because it does have those first-party games, but if you don't want that, you'll still make off good with the PS3 because you've still got Oblivion, you still got Grand Theft Auto 4. You know, you've got racing games to satisfy you. I mean, no, they're not Forza, but, you know, Grand Theft Auto Prologue's coming. They've got MotorStorm, I guess. I don't know how good MotorStorm was because I never played it. They have Uncharted. They've got Ninja Gaiden, Sigma. So if you never played it on Xbox,
if you now look at things, yeah, it's starting to shape up. I think this is where it's like you could be. I think 8 months ago or when the PS3 got released. Was it about 8 months ago?
06, 2006, 18 months maybe.
Okay, yeah, I'm a little behind. Well, it feels like 8 months ago just because that's how it was. I mean, it feels like when it was initially released, you had all of, what was it? Everybody was excited about the Oblivion coming out, and even that got pushed back so far that, I don't know, it was like 10 months ago or something that it was released. And instead of 18 months ago, because I believe it was supposed to come out with the console. I'm not sure if I'm right about that.
Oblivion was supposed to come out with the console. In fact, Oblivion was supposed to come out very close to the 360's launch as well. Mm-hmm. And that got delayed there.
Right.
So, do you think the PS3 will win in a decade?
It might.
It might. Great answer!
I mean, the PS2 might
7 out of 10. Just another Kung Fu Karate game.
I mean, I think it has a good chance just because it's a PlayStation, and you know how people are about PlayStation.
Right.
Hey, it's a PlayStation, man.
That's I also wanted to say...
Hold in!
But I totally forgot, and then... Or I remembered I wanted to say something, and I forgot, and then I was about to say it again, and then I forgot again.
All right.
People buying a PS3 for the... A PS3 for Final Fantasy 13. If that's a series that's kind of starting to go downhill, I would say, a little bit. I mean, it's still great, but I think everybody buys it for the Shironobu and Nobu Uematsu factor.
I think that.
And that's kind of not there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's not there, but 12 was completely different producer, and it... I don't know how much Uematsu music was in there. I mean, I'm a fan of his, but, you know, me personally, I don't buy a game just for the music, even if it doesn't have that composer in there. I'm gonna buy it regardless. So I think people who are diehard Final Fantasy fans, you know, I don't even know who's directing 13.
Right. And
if it's the guy who directed 7, yeah, people are gonna fucking go all over that.
Right.
But,
I don't know. I think the music has really made some Final Fantasy games. I couldn't really picture it without it. Like, sometimes I explain game music, and I'm like, I'd let you listen to it, but it wouldn't mean a thing to you. I couldn't play, like, Eris's theme to somebody just randomly off the street.
Right.
Because they wouldn't know what that means, or you know, like the crazy motorcycle music from Final Fantasy VII. Like, they just kind of, almost in general for video game music is that you don't have a feeling unless you've actually played it, unless it's like a song, like a heavy rock song like Contra or something, but
right.
I don't know. I'd say I didn't buy 12 because Naboo and Hironobu was on it.
I've heard really, Al's actually playing through 12 right now, and I've, like, from everybody I've heard great things about it, so
right. I'm not saying that it's a horrible game. I'm still saying it's a great game. It's just not the feel of it has kind of perished a little
I
bit.
think I think and Al, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like the team behind it has ties to the Final Fantasy Tactics and Vagrant Story teams.
That's nice.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be in the same
universe. It's the same director, right? The same director for Vagrant Story, the same universe as Tactics, and I think even the composer is from Tactics. And I fucking love the Tactics soundtrack. So,
yeah.
But it's a total, like, I agree. It's a different feel. It would amount to a different feel. So if you're not into that feel, then
right. With that said, go buy Lost Odyssey. That's about it.
Oh yeah, I got that with my gift card too.
Plug. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm probably not gonna start it until like a lot later.
Yeah.
But hey, look at that. Mike Tyson's back and Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Fight Night Round 4.
Yeah. Woohoo.
So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. I don't know if anybody cares, but there it goes.
I just like saying I'm gonna punch the face tattoo right off of him.
I'm gonna fade into Bolivian.
Punch his face and then his tattoo is gone and is now on your glove.
I want to run through these next topics really quickly so that Al can talk about his computer and we can get to the mailbag. Mm-hmm. PC owners, you know, we laughed that we were going to get Mass Effect with all the shit intact and, like, you know, get downloadable content for free on day one and all that stuff, and I was laughing. And then Al showed me this. Mass Effect copy protection is an opportunity to use the adjective draconian. What does that mean? Well, Michael Werter says from Kotaku, EA and BioWare are employing Securom for the PC release of Mass Effect, a copy protection scheme you may recall from its universally loathed inclusion in 2K's BioShock. Mm-hmm. The Mass Effect Securom annoyance factor, and I've lost my post-it here, may be much more extreme as the game requires the owner to authenticate the copy every 10 days. Meaning that an internet connection is required to play the game from the get-go and until eternity.
It blows.
Yeah, what if I want to play it on a powerhouse laptop and, like, you know? and at the airport or something like that?
And the 10 days comes up.
Right, right.
I think the laptop would have to be, like, an actual computer that you look around.
Right. Let's see if there's any more information on this. The official Mass Effect FAQ explains it all. For instance, you can install your copy of Mass Effect on 3 separate machines, but all must be internet-enabled if you expect to play the game you paid for, as Securom will check every time you run MassEffect.exe. This sort of open protection is nothing new, as Neverwinter Nights, Knights of the Old Republic, Jade Empire, and Mass Effect all use Securom in some manner. But not that manner. What the fuck? That's bullshit.
Yeah, I've never had to do any of that. Huh.
But then, here's an update. Also from Brian Cachete. When Mass Effect comes to the computer, it will not use Securom's 10-day periodic reauthentication and will instead use a modification to do only a one-time online authentication. The developer said the decision came after listening very closely to its fans and people commenting on blogs and spitting in their general direction. That's my
opinion. What did they expect? Everybody be happy about you have to update your game every 10 days? Yeah, sure.
I mean, I would say that I'm glad that they're listening to their consumer base, but the fact that they made that decision in the first place was really stupid.
That's from the jump.
Oh, rash.
Who wants to authenticate their game every 10 days? It's like, contact your parole officer.
I just have to remember to uninstall BioShock the correct way before I build my new computer, which is whenever it comes out. I don't know if it's going to – I don't know if I'm going to buy it, like, if I'm going to rebuild it after this summer or much later. But I know I probably wouldn't have finished BioShock by then, and I'll need to restart it. So,
owning a game is like being on parole.
So what is the difference between the old PC disk authentication solution and the new model? Two things have changed. First, authentications have gone from physical format to the online format, freeing the need for consumers to have a disk in the drive at all times.
That works.
Okay, that's cool. Second, with online authentications, consumers now connect to the internet the first time the game is launched and are required only to reconnect if they are downloading new game content. That sounds much, much better. Yeah, thank you, BioWare. But
that's using your brain there.
Yeah, but Spore is apparently going to do the same thing. But it's not going to do the same. Let's read this before I even talk.
Yeah, I think it does the same thing as what we just said.
Okay. EA today announced that their hugely anticipated Will Wright game, Spore, will not make use of Securom's 10-day periodic reauthentication. Okay, that's good. Let's see. We authenticate your game online when you install and launch it the first time. will re-authenticate when a player uses online features, downloads new content, or patch for the game. The new system means you don't have to play with the disc in your computer, and if you're like me, always losing discs, this will be a huge benefit. I'm really liking this trend of no discs in computer. That is very good. Steam has completely spoiled me. Let's see. Al, you wanna segue into this way in which there is no way to segue?
Yeah, there is absolutely no way to segue into this.
No, we can do this.
Oh, wait. We could probably do this. Let's see. Yeah.
You know what else is leaping forward?
In innovation?
Guitar Hero on the DS.
But where was the leaping forward from the last topic?
Not on DS.
Because time was going forward, that's why.
Right. Uh-oh. But Activision is telling analysts that it's 2 weeks away, as of Thursday, from revealing a significant innovation for its billion-dollar rhythm franchise.
Oh, boy, what could it be?
Drums and a microphone. Oh, wait.
So, according to Tor Thorsen at GameSpot...
The voice of Nord.
Earlier today, Activision reported nearly $3 billion in earnings for its 2008 fiscal year.
Only $3
billion. The company called out Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock as being the number one game in terms of revenue in the U.S. and Europe during the 12 months before March 31st, 2008. It also promised more profits from the franchise, thanks in part to the forthcoming June 29th release of Guitar Hero Aerosmith for the Wii, Xbox 360, PS2, and PS3, which of course is just icing on the Guitar Hero cake at this point. During a conference call with analysts afterward, Activision Publishing President Mike Griffith also talked up Guitar Hero on Tour, the first iteration of the game for DS.
A game that I won't want to play in public because it looks like a claw. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's a breakthrough peripheral-based game for the Nintendo DS that brings the Guitar Hero experience to 41 million DS users in North America and Europe so that they can play Guitar Hero anywhere, anytime, and look like a fool.
Or at least or at least the 600,000 users that are willing to open up a claw in the subway.
It looks like it's coming with headphones, which is pretty cool. I like that feature.
That is good.
Then he revealed the game previously announced only as a $49.99 standalone edition with headphones and a claw.
That's an interesting move.
Yeah.
It's going to be bundled with the DS hardware itself.
Yep. Now, all three versions of the game will... Three?
I guess standalone, with
standalone
the DS, and
with
then...
The
then there's one that comes with surround sound, 5.1.
All three versions will launch on June 22nd. Nintendo has been impressed with On Tour's innovation, he said. Speaking of innovation, segue.
Dun, 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 dun.
Griffith also used the conference call to drop a massive tease about what's in store for the Guitar Hero franchise. For the holiday, we'll provide a significant leap forward in innovation for Guitar Hero worldwide on all platforms, including PS3, PS2, Xbox 360, Wii, and again on the DS.
I thought you said and Ganon.
Wait a minute. they're going to provide. They're going to make another DS game for the holiday already?
It's Activision. They got to milk that cow.
No,
go ahead, Blunt.
It's sad to say that I jumped out of the series pretty fast. When I was in the process of starting through the Fire and Flames, and I was getting pretty close in a way, Rock Band came out. Then I just stopped. So, I don't know. Now things are just kind of flaky. I'm tired of seeing... I don't know, it just feels like they're pushing out new title after new title for more money and more money, whereas, like, Rock Band's going to be releasing a new Rock Band every once in a while and really taking care of it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So check this out. They'll provide more information detailing the specific innovation in a couple weeks.
Are they going to have a microphone in the guitar, which is what I've heard from other podcasts, which would be really stupid?
Somebody else asked that, too. Later, an analyst asked Griffith directly if Activision was considering adding other instruments to the Guitar Hero franchise soon, or if the publisher was still in wait-and-see evaluation mode. the executive demurred, saying, "We've put a lot of additional development resources, a lot of additional music licenses resources, a lot of additional hardware supplier resources against the title to fuel growth over the next year." You didn't answer the question. We're excited by the increased musical content and innovation we're bringing. We do expect a leap forward in innovation with our holiday launch, and we're about 2 weeks away from providing very specific details on that. Thank you for not answering the question and circle tracking us.
Maybe they'll stick in solos like they did in Rock Band 2 and call that their innovation. I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna give them a slight benefit of the doubt. I mean, I still really like Guitar Hero. The reason why I said I'm not gonna buy Aerosmith is because I'm just not interested in playing those songs that are on there. It's just whatever.
Yeah, and
I'm not interested in buying new hardware. I really am not. All I really want for them is to keep on releasing new song packs, or at the very least, do like Guitar Hero Rocks the 80s and, you know, just give me a whole bunch of songs I want to play. I don't want new hardware. I don't want new shit. I just want more songs. That's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just not full of Aerosmith.
Enormous amounts of money for that as well. You were saying like Rock the 80s, but God, it was, how much was it?
Well, no, that was stupid. That I didn't appreciate, but I meant the concept of that.
Right.
Now the thing is though that Al and I got it with our Best Buy with a Best Buy deal, so they slashed it to 40 for the first week that it was out, and then after slashing it to 40, they gave you like a $15 gift card. So technically, I got it for $25.
Yeah, same here.
Not too bad.
So that wasn't that definitely wasn't too bad. That's fine.
That's not what you should pay.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But here's what's unfair. Segway.
Speaking of unfair things.
Nintendo's way too good for THQ to make any money. It's unfair. Let's see. Brian Ashcraft on Kotaku says, Nintendo's doing great, making tons of money. Just look at it. Go, go, go. What does that mean for its competitors? It means things are hard and not easy. Publisher Thukwa.
Keep going.
Publisher Thukwa had a disappointing, I'm sorry, THQ, had a disappointing year with its Disney movie games.
Wonder why.
According to company CEO Brian Farrell, the kids' market was extremely competitive during fiscal 08. In fact, it was the most crowded market for video games for kids in recent memory. With the tough Pixar comparison to Cars, Ratatouille, and new competition from Nintendo's first-party titles, as well as new music games, a traditionally strong kids' business did not meet expectations. Well, maybe you should get off the fucking Disney bandwagon.
Yeah,
let's
Disney's
see. So wait, but he actually ends this article he wrote. Wait, back up. Since when is Nintendo new competition? Since 1985? Stop passing the buck. No, they just need, yeah, like I said, they need to stop with the SpongeBob.
They need to stop milking franchises that don't even generate milk.
generate milk from that.
I mean,
animal.
I guess they make, didn't they say they were making like profit off of SpongeBob and stuff like that in the past?
They're making some profit off of something like huge, like last quarter. Maybe not this quarter, but you know, I don't know. I mean, they do make bank off of that shit. I mean, I think they were just disappointed that, you know, their product just isn't good enough to overcome Guitar Hero and
Wii Play
and the Wii itself, which are, and I'm not even talking about Wii Play. But, you know, Guitar Hero and Wii are legitimate good things. It's not like they're going, well, yeah, we're just going to spread this out there. Fuck THQ. THQ stands for, let's see,
Things, hentai, quality?
Titty
What's
hentai
your thought,
quality.
By the way? Yeah. I don't know.
The hentai question.
The hentai question.com.
You know, it really stands for Toy Headquarters. They haven't, but maybe they should change it. Only because I'm upset that games are still being considered toys. So,
I'm also gonna make it even worse on them because Nintendo, not only 1985 for the video gaming industry, but they've been around since 1889.
That's right, making card games and stuff.
Yep, damn right. New competition, my ass.
Bitch. What's
THQ
up with that?
THQ sucks. Let's see. Talking more shit, Aaron Greenberg from Microsoft. There's no way I can better put this than to read it from Kotaku's headline. So it says, Aaron Greenberg goes berserk and bites Sony in the face.
Yeah, I read the entire thing, and it is amazing.
Wow, here's what he says. Or does someone else want to read this?
It is kind of a lot. You
I'll read it. I know a lot of folks enjoy watching the console wars, and we would never underestimate our competition. But to answer your question specifically, let's see actually, If there's a question, forget it. We'll just read the answer.
Okay.
Didn't Sony promise all of this last year, including home as well? We've been fighting Sony's promises from the day we entered the market. And if you remember at the time, it was all about the PS2 being online Cyber City. You remember the Matrix? You can jack on. Rack of that. If anybody doesn't remember.
I remember that.
What's his face is. See, I don't even remember. Ken Kutaragi's. Ken Kutaragi's like, oh, it's like the Matrix with the PS2. You can jack in.
Oh, yeah.
With partner announcements from the likes of Real Networks and AOL. Then 3 years ago at E3, they showed what PS3 games would supposedly look like with the Killzone 2 video that we are now learning will ship 4 years later. That means that we will have shipped Gears of War and Gears of War 2 before they can even get Killzone out the door. Think back to GDC 2007 when Sony promised to leap ahead in online with the Sony Home unveil. Here we are 2 years later and multiple delays for a product that appears to have little to no buzz. I don't know if it doesn't have any buzz.
It's got buzz.
It's got buzz. I don't agree with that.
It needs to generate some more, and I think that E3 might, well, if they're in E3, it might do it.
But he goes on, where are the achievements? The friends list integration across all games. Where is the long-promised video store? Where are all the other products using and networking with their cell chip? How come Blu-ray did not result in better games? What happened with Six Axis and Rumble? Where is the 1080p game library we were promised? Uh-huh. If Blu-ray, as I said, would be such a catalyst for PS3 console sales, then why have PS3 sales over the past couple of months not seen any lift since the format victory? To interrupt him for a second, I will say that at the same point in the Xbox 360's life cycle as the PS3 is doing now, the PS3 is selling better than the Xbox 360 did. So there he goes. But anyway, especially because the 360 had shortages. Manufacturing problems, red ring. The reality is that the Xbox 360 is leading this generation with a larger install-based Wii, more than two times the games library, the most exclusives, along with the leading online service and community. While we have not yet announced all of our plans for the full year, I'm confident that we will extend our lead over the PS3 in 2008. It wasn't selling as well at the same time this year. Today, the Xbox 360 has a 5 million unit console sales lead on a global basis, and 4 million of those are being sent back for Red Rings. This includes more than double the install base in the U.S. according to the actual NPD sell-through. What about worldwide? And over a 1 million unit sales lead across Europe. What about Japan? Also based on reported sell-through from ChartTrack and GFK. The days of Sony snowing the consumers and the press are over. Yeah, now it's Nintendo. I think the pressure is now really on them more than ever to deliver on all these promises.
It is, though.
I like the smack talk because like they have as many problems as anyone else does. I mean, he's talking about how good they are in the Western market, and that's all fine and dandy. In Japan, though, so, like, where are they?
Yeah, I mean...
They still sell, like, 500 a month.
He's kind of right where
He's definitely got good points.
Right. As talking from what's now. But if you kind of have a fair look at things and look at how they were, you know, a year ago or 2 years ago, it would be a totally different story.
Motherboard glue. Yeah. Can't use this on 360. Motherboard glue. You can't use this on 360. Towel
Back
trick does. You can't do towel trick on PS3 because you don't need to.
Stuff
can't
it in
do
the
this on Nintendo.
Stuff it in the microwave. Put it in the oven. Yeah. It shrinks.
But, like, yeah, I mean, I think, I honestly, like I said, I think over and over again, I've said 2008, the PS3 is going to be a viable product. They're both going to be healthy. They're both going to be competitive. And all I can say is that they're both good fucking systems. But I'm not saying that he shouldn't talk out of turn because it's fun to read this shit. So, with that, here's our last piece of shit. Wow, what a segue. Yeah. I just included this because it's amusing to me. And because it's our favorite Game Life blogger. Does anybody want to say her name?
Susan.
Uncharted ditched dead fish to keep the T rating. Many things can bump a T-rated game up to an M-rated status, like nudity, drug use, apparently dead fish. Evan Wells, co-president of Uncharted developer Naughty Dog, explained to the semi-official PlayStation 3 blog 3 Speech that at one point in the game's development, it was possible to shoot those lovely fish you see swimming through the water. But the idea was eventually abandoned to keep the game teen-friendly.
Are you kidding me?
Quote, we hit reactions and even some death animations for the wildlife in the game, but we chose to remove it. It was flagged as a potential issue by the ESRB, and it seemed like a small concession to make in order to maintain our teen rating. it may have also affected the rating in Europe. So dead fish and games make them mature.
So we can shoot people and kill people.
But not fish or wildlife.
What not the fish or the wildlife, man.
Keep talking as I open the door for the cat to get out.
WWF.
Yeah, WWF.
Yeah, that it's not wrestling anymore. It's the World Wildlife Federation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like green jelly and green jello.
Yep. WWF said...
Green jello.
Get your ass to change your name. And they said, what? Wait. Let's think about this for a second. How are we going to do this? How about we get the F out? Oh, perfect! It'll be WWE, and we'll get the F out.
That's it for the news. Any more comments, or should we move on to either Al's computer or the mailbag? Or both?
Both at the same time.
Yes, it's stupid. Al's going to talk about his computer, I'm going to read the mailbag. We're moving on!
Remember these words when doubt descends, Commander.
Thanks, I guess.
Close your eyes and relax, Commander.
To continue watching Hot Lesbian Alien Mass Effect Sex, please validate your copy of Mass Effect 4 PC now.
Oh, what the fuck? I was almost there. Okay, I will validate. Fucking Nazis.
By the goddess, that was incredible, Shepard.
Ready for round two?
Commander!
Alright, Al, so tell us about your journey today.
All right, so I went to the West.
So the first question from Edu Buccaneer. Hi, go ahead.
You're such a dick, man. I went to that place, Westchester County Center, which is in Westchester, New York. If anybody can, you know, yeah. Anyway, so I went to a computer show, and I'm looking at all the stuff I got now, which is wonderful. I'm very, very happy about this. I'm going to go down the list. I went and got an Athlon 64X2 6400 Plus.
Yeah. I'm in the Intel world, so I don't know what that means.
How much did you get off scot-free for that?
Well, this was the same price before tax. Like, everything had tax, like Westchester tax of 7.875%.
Oh, shit.
And this was $159.
Not bad.
The 6400 is a 3-gig processor.
That's going to replace your overheating one, or...?
Everything is replacing everything.
Okay.
Everything is everything.
I got 2 gigs of Kingston RAM for $53.
Hot shit.
Kingston,
Jamaica!
I got, let's see.
I've been there. They looked at us funny.
What's with your Jamaican today?
I've
never been there.
I got an Asus M2N SLI board.
Okay, so you got the SLI.
SLI!
It was, here's a little quick story about this one. I was walking around, I saw this board for like $99, $109, $119. I was like, F this, I'm not dealing with this. So then I went around the tables one more time and then I saw $89 and I said, oh, $89, I'm going to get this. I bought it, $89.
Wait, so one of the tables had the same motherboard that everyone else had for over 100, and this one had it for 89?
Right.
Shit.
And then I turned around and I saw it for 85.
Damn it, that's lunch.
And I was like, damn, they probably was watching me. They said, once he does that, let's mark down the price $5.
Wow. Wait, so answer me this. Is it SLI or Crossfire because you got an AMD processor?
It's SLI.
Okay, so it's an older model, but it's still...
Yeah, it's one of the latest older model ones, and it's NVIDIA SLI
okay,
rated. Enforce 560. I just knocked something. Oh, I knocked my memory on the floor.
Did you hit the microphone in the process?
With a knife.
With a knife. Which, by the way, actually, because I was caught up in the moment, I totally forgot to add that it wasn't even open or anything. So it wasn't like I was being ridiculously, stupidly awesome.
It was a knife in the... Oh, it was like a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
Okay, I thought it was like a butcher knife or some shit. I was like, what are you talking about?
Juggling knives while I'm...
I need to butcher my microphone.
After lifting my huge triangular weights, I need to juggle my butcher knives and then ride on my giant bicycle.
Those butchers.
I bought a Sound Blaster X5 Extreme Audio.
Extreme!
How extreme is it? Does it sound good?
Extreme. It's got extreme fidelity. It's got...
With a capital X.
Right. It's got an extreme 24-bit crystallizer. And it's got... let's see, what else is extreme one here?
Sounds like drug talk now.
Extreme gaming performance.
Let's see. There isn't anything else that's extreme one here.
Did you put your ear up to it? Do you not hear the ocean, but you hear the Matrix?
You can jack in with the PS2.
You can jack into your sound card.
Those holes are kind of small. I don't know about that.
Except the Matrix is filled with Keanu Reeves, so all you hear is...
Whoa. Show me.
I got a new case for $59 and a 500-watt power supply for $40.
What brand is the power supply?
They're both Cool Master.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
This case has 5 drive bays. I was like, what the hell am I going to do with 5 drive bays? Like,
mine has 4.
Yeah.
Just put floppy drives in there instead. That's what you should do.
No, well, no. Because then I put like 19
floppy
drives in there. Anyhow, I also got a DVD writer 20X.
Nice.
For $23. Light on. I got a Seagate half a gig hard drive for $80.
Half a gig or half a terabyte?
Half a terabyte, my bad. Half a gig. That would be awesome. Like,
I'm gonna install my new. Wow. Yeah.
I'm gonna install my 512 megabytes of flash memory into my Wii. Oh wait, no hard drive. Go ahead.
I also bought a 120mm fan for $6.
Nice. And, okay. Good. So it's quieter.
I got a DVI wire for $8. I was like, wow. Because
your monitor?
If you go to a store and buy a DVI wire, you're paying like $50.
Monoprice.com. That's where I got my HDMI cables for my PS3.
And it's a DVI digital, too. And finally, I got, this is crazy for me to say, but I have Microsoft Windows Vista Premium 32-bit.
How much were they hawking that for?
I bought this for $89.
Oh, not bad.
No, for a system like that, yeah, $89 is what it sells for, I believe, by itself, right?
Oh, it is? Oh, never mind then.
Yeah,
well,
the
retail version is like $100, it's like $99, but I got the OEM version.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to get the 64-bit, but I was talking with the guy, and I'm like,
Right.
So, that's what I bought, and I spent about $780.
That's pretty fucking good.
New computer there.
Riddle me this, the 120mm fan, are you going to have to get an adapter for that, or does the case natively support 120mm?
This has the power supply thing, so it plugs into the power supply as opposed to the case.
The fan?
Yeah, the fan.
No, I'm talking about, though, when you have to screw it onto the case.
Oh, this has a 120mm spot in the back.
Okay, so you had...
And on the side.
So you would have had to buy the 120 no matter what?
Yeah.
Which is better anyways.
Yeah.
Can you send me a link to that case by any chance?
Well, I can tell you it's the Centurion Plus.
Okay. And it fits in your cabinet, because I remember you were worried about it being too tall.
I think it will, because the box looks just a little bit bigger than my current case, which means that the case inside is probably the same size.
It's going to be small. You're right.
Yeah.
Speaking of computers, I hate to run this on, because I know you want to get on to questions, Austin. But
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I recently bought new parts for my old computer because the motherboard was shot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I installed everything. Everything was great and running. And I actually sent it off to a friend in California. And I was telling Austin about that beforehand. And when I got to him, the hard drive wasn't even in the bay anymore. It was laying on the bottom of the case.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now he gets no video whatsoever.
Oh, so, man. Did by any chance you get shipping insurance?
I was too poor at the time.
Dope.
Ah.
Yep. So
unsexy.
We don't, but it's the fan turns off for the graphics card and everything. I mean, everything is running like it should be, but it just gets no video. Like when I plugged it in here, it was.
Wasn't that the same problem you were having initially? Or no?
Yeah.
You gave him a broken video card.
No, I
You're like, yeah, what are you talking about? No, I did.
Hi,
everybody!
That could be the case where it's like, I bought a new motherboard to fix it, now the motherboard's broken again.
Oh, jeez, shit, that's...
But here's the thing is that, I don't believe that is it. I mean, there's, what the fuck, no way, basically. We're thinking something with the monitor, or maybe he should be using the DVI output instead. But, I mean, my monitor's LCD. His monitors are the old standard tube, you know, it has a huge-ass...
Oh, the CRTs, right?
Yeah, yes, that's what they are called. But, I mean, they both go VGA.
Right.
So, I mean, it wouldn't even matter, to my opinion, or to my knowledge. And, I don't know, we've tried, seriously, like, everything and you could possibly try. And he even attempted to... what was it? He even attempted to use...
Have sex with it.
An old AGP card that I sent him, like, 2 years ago that he mm-hmm. couldn't use. And he basically turned on and... For, like, and he turns off. So I don't know what the deal was with that. But basically, I don't know what the hell has happened. And I don't even know what to do about it. I'm dead tired because I stayed up to 5 a.m. trying to help him.
Right, right.
And,
dude, that fucking sucks, man.
It's basically like, here's what you can do. You could go to Best Buy and give it to them.
Give it to the Geek Squad where they'll charge you $200 and realize that nothing's wrong with it, and then they give it back to you, and then you realize that something is wrong with it, and you take it back to them and say, fuck you, go away, we're Best Buy.
Yeah. Or, like, some computer repair place or something. Because I just don't know what to do. Today's going to run out and buy like a little $4 VGA to DVI adapter or something like that and check out the DVI port. But I highly, highly doubt that it's going to even make a difference. But we're just like trying every little thing in the book before we try something that's going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
So
it sucks, man.
By the time you hear this, if you have any suggestions, which you probably won't,
Let us know.
Try games.
The bag of mails.
Yeah.
.net.
Anyway, no bag.
Let's move on to the bag of mails. .net. And the first question is from Edu Buccaneer. This week my mailbag question is quick. Seeing the whole Grand Theft Auto 4 launch night launch event being so big with fans, I started wondering what games would make you stay in line at midnight for besides System. It could be any game, announced, unannounced, whatever. I'd just like to poke fun at my buddy Ed and say that this has already been asked not too long ago, but go ahead and answer, Slunks.
Oh.
Are you done drinking?
Yeah.
No? No?
I don't know. A good one.
A good one.
Good one. I don't know. Like, maybe... The only thing I'd probably stand out, like, 24 hours prior to would be, like, a Yamatsu concert orchestra deal or something. That's about it.
That's a concert. That's different.
That's about it.
But, like, this is just night for a midnight launch, not like stay online for like.
Right. Yeah, I understand. It's just I don't know what else to say really.
Okay.
I mean, Jimbo, he always makes fun of me because I never get excited when games come out. I mean, the only games I'm somewhat a little like keeping an eye on are Civilization Revolution. Which is basically a console version of Civilization, which I thought was an arcade game, which is why I thought it was so awesome at first. But now it's a full retail game, so now it's a little less appealing. And Warhammer, I'd say if there was a midnight release for Warhammer, I'd pick it up, but no go on that. So yeah, that's about it.
Right. Yeah. What about Alfred?
I'm only really staying on midnight launches for games that I'm interested in, since I work at night anyway. I just like get off of work and go. If it launches on a Sunday, it doesn't really matter. I'll just go hit the store and go. So like, you know, last thing I did a midnight launch for was
Burning Crusade.
No.
No, Guitar Hero.
Smash Brothers.
Ah, yes.
Thank you,
Evan. You are a launch whore.
thank
you, Evan. Evan.
It was launcher.
It was kind of cold that night. I remember.
Launcher.
But I wasn't cold inside. Because everybody else is all like, it's cold out here, and I'm just like, all right, I'm waiting.
Launcher.
No. I just went on. I got there like 11:45.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the store only closed at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock or something like that. So
no, I was just impersonating Austin. Sound like you said launcher.
I said Evelyn!
Evelyn.
That's not what you said. Go on.
You wouldn't wait in line for anything, right, Austin?
Yeah, I think last time I pretty much said that the only thing that I would wait in line for is a console. And that's if I was afraid that, like, my pre-order wouldn't be respected honored, or if, like, the line sprung up unexpectedly, like it did during the Wii launch at the Nintendo World Store, which they bungled up. But, yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to spend my time to wait for something, like, on a line, like, unless I really, really have to. Like buying a movie ticket, you have to, obviously. Waiting in the line behind the cash register, you have to. Waiting in a line across the street, wrapped around the corner, I'll wait till next month or next week. Or I'll order it from freaking Amazon.
All right.
Yeah.
So
and wait for it to come in the mail.
Yeah.
Well, there is no line.
Exactly. But for some people, that's not necessarily... Like for you, like sometimes the post office are bitches and they don't really give you your stuff. So I can understand that. That's different. But, like, you know, I live in an apartment building that has, like, a lobby concierge that they take packages for you. So it's, like, it's more convenient for me to...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's more convenient for me to just, you know, wait to get in the mail. So, yeah, there you have it. Nothing doing for waiting online for me, Slunk's Warhammer, Al, Smash Brothers, and everything else that he's bought on midnight launches, like Warhammer. No, not Warhammer. World of Warcraft.
Like, I'll probably buy the next Warcraft expansion on a midnight launch, depending on what my job looks like, because I might be doing overnights when it comes out, so I wouldn't be available for a midnight launch. I'd just go get it after work.
Yeah, here you go. Warhammer Online.
In the morning.
Go ahead, sorry.
And then I'll play during the day when everybody else is at work.
Right.
Warhammer Online, Lost Odyssey, anything, or that other game that I thought of, and then I can't remember. Oh, Warcraft 4. That's about it.
Here's a question from Tonic BH. You guys mentioned a story about how print magazines are slowly dying, what with the dissolving of GFW magazine. Should gaming magazines be weekly instead of monthly, with other media formats like music and movies/TV shows have weekly magazines? I wonder if this would be an easy way for gaming magazines to not be so behind on the news thanks to the wonders of the interweb. That's a good question. It's something that I've thought that, like, I could pull off if I had the moxie and the initiative, which I don't. I don't know. I mean, it's sometimes I think it has to do with the market in terms of, and I could be totally off base here, but I feel like the people who read gaming magazines are already very internet savvy.
Yeah.
They're very attuned. Yeah, they're attuned to blogs and all that shit. Whereas people who read music and movie magazines and all that other media and stuff, and Newsweek and Businessweek and all that stuff, you know, they still cling on, and I shouldn't say cling on to make it sound like it's ancient, because it's not, but they still hold on to the tradition of sitting on a Sunday afternoon reading the paper and then reading their magazine and then reading up on shit and, like, you know, getting the magazine off the magazine stand at the supermarket. You know, they're not going to sit in front of a screen and read. Like, their idea of consuming information is not that they're going to be spending however many minutes to read a full-blown article online. So it's kind of like gaming content is more suited to not be in a magazine anyway at this point in time. Only because the people who follow up on it are more internet savvy. Now, again, I could be totally off base. It's just the way I feel. I kind of get that feeling. That's the way I feel about it.
I think it's kind of impossible almost to do it weekly. I mean, they bust their asses already to get a month out. And I think of how, like, challenging it would be to get that many pages out in a week, not alone, you alone printed.
Right.
Yeah,
Without becoming a really thin 10-page magazine.
I mean, I would think that a new publication would have to arise, not because I heard things about how they operate over at Ziff Davis, you know, partying for 3 weeks and then, you know, getting their issues in at the last minute. Yeah. So, I mean, a new publication that had, like, the discipline to do everything a week at a time, mm-hmm. you know. But I don't know. That's an intriguing idea. I mean, like, they used to do little news. Like, Greg Kasavin from GameSpot made his start with his own little newsletter that he used to, like, mail out very frequently. So, yeah. You know, things like that. I don't know, though. I mean, again, it's the market for me. In my opinion, it's the market. So I don't know. Any other thoughts, or should we move on to the last boner question?
I was just going to make a quick mention and say that it would probably be very costly to go through all that printing mm-hmm. every week for content that can still be gained, like, 3 days before.
Not only can be gained 3 days before, but probably doesn't have as wide an audience as, say, Rolling Stone.
True. Very, very true.
So it might have to... Because, like, Rolling Stone is kind of different because not only do they do music, they just do culture and lifestyle in general, and that's a lot to write about, whereas I feel like there's only so much you can write about the same game that's coming out in August.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know.
Internet good magazine bad.
Internet good magazine. All right, moving on.
Me know how read.
Last question from Free Boner / Free Bones. In response to the Grand Theft Auto freezing issues, I have not had any freezing problems after playing through the whole story mode and most side missions, with my longest session being 8 hours. Okay, so there is hope for people. I think it's only going to affect, like, a very small percentage anyways. So, if you remember my mailbag entry from last year in June, I am using the same 360 Elite and have not gotten the red ring since. My question is, have you or anybody you know recently got a red ring? Slunks, you never got a red ring, right?
No, I only had a disk drive issue. I know somebody who did just get a red ring, and that's 8-Bit Warrior, a.k.a. Mike, a.k.a. Neckbeard.
8-Bit Warrior,
Neckbeard.
Yeah. And
Neckbeard.
I think Ish got one, too, because he was talking about how he had to get a coffin.
Yeah, Ish and... I mean, I don't know.
A couple of people on the GameSpot side.
I could look at my list here of peoples I know.
I don't think Riven has ever gotten one over on GameSlaves. Hey, if you're listening, let us know if you've ever gotten a red ring. I don't remember whether or not you got one, Pete, but I don't think he's ever
got red rings.
I don't think anybody on our contributor list ever got red rings.
When it comes to, I'm just going to go down the list of people I knows. Art, Captain131, did not get a red ring, allegedly, I believe. Jim, then the HO song here spot. Did not. James.
Nerd alert.
Oh, God. He had a problem, and he had to get... He was having a freezing issue.
A disk reading error. Oh, no,
yeah.
Something else.
It was something. He had to get it replaced, though. Was not a red ring, however. Matt, a.k.a. Ashuku, a.k.a. Guitarist God.
Booguns!
Yeah. Has never had a problem.
I'm still waiting for him to get that tattoo of Al's hair on his back.
Yeah, I could probably go through like 20 more people and say that only Taylor, aka the Wesker, Mike, 8-Bit Warrior, and I think that's like it. We haven't really seen anybody.
I've seen red ringed units on display.
Yeah. Our 360 console decided to freeze. That was
pretty
cool.
Geez.
At work, so. Didn't red ring, but...
Yeah, yeah, I saw a red ring in a CompUSA once. And I took a picture of it with my cell phone.
It was all about when the Elite was released, and at the main event for it, there was an Elite red ring in one of the PlayStations. So.
It's really funny because, like, you know, people used to make the joke about the old first Xbox when they were on display at trade shows. They're like, oh shit, look at how hot this is. It's going to fry an egg. This thing is freezing, and it would freeze the game. But they got that fixed before launch. Well, I think. I don't remember any issues with Xboxes freezing or dying like that, but this thing, man.
It can fry an egg, though. I see it on YouTube. I said it can fry an egg.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
So.
I saw a CPU pop.
Oh.
Wow.
Al, do you remember this? Somebody
vaporized?
Somebody overclocked a CPU. They stuck it in the motherboard, took out all the cooling, and put it in the backyard or the garage and just let it go. And it was like, yo, check this out. And it went poof into like dust.
Wow. But you should probably breathe. It's good for you.
It's full of silicone goodness. I'm sorry, silicon. Not silicone. That's different. It's different.
My boobs the broke today.
What? I think we've run our course now, unless anybody has anything else about this red ring or anything else or whatnot.
If I had implants and my boobs bursted, you should probably breathe.
No.
That's terrible.
You know, I was watching Entertainment Tonight last night. I was at my grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. And they had this thing about some girl who has 52 triple F breasts.
What?
Oh my God.
That exists?
Yeah, it exists. And she had...
You can knock Mike Tyson up.
She got
a face tattoo.
And have a tattoo on her breast.
Super
anyway,
macho man.
She had 8 separate implants put into her breast.
Wow.
Why?
She cannot have any more or else it's in this country or else it's illegal.
Freak
Not to mention show. Her fucking skin will pop.
Yeah.
And so apparently.
And then you should breathe.
Wait, I've been told I was wrong. What? Oh, in the state. She wants to leave the state because in like the state of Texas or some crap or Arizona, wherever she lives,
right.
It's illegal to have that, you know, to have more than what she has.
That's funny. That means they had to have had cases like this before because there's no way you're sitting down and like writing laws and stuff and then you're like. Oh, yeah, and there
boobies.
Should be 8 implants or
yeah.
Whatever.
No, I think it's like you can't have a certain amount of silicone in your breast or something like that.
Right.
Like, you can't
That's
put
poison.
That kind of operation in there. But she's all messed up. She said that she was inspired by Dolly Parton because Dolly Parton got big titties.
Yeah.
She like
$600,000 for him or something like that. So.
She had like 30 jobs like all over her body. She had a face done multiple places. She had other parts of her body. Like tummy tuck, her ribs
what,
taken out.
What tummy? You can't fucking see her stomach.
And then she had those 8 breast implants. And she's a triple or quadruple F. I don't know. It had mad Fs at the end. It was like, fuck.
Mad F.
Fuck.
that's
what people say.
New playable character in Fight Night Round 4. There you go.
Redefining back pain.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, with that...
How did we even get on this topic again? I can't.
Because you had implants. But, silicone.
Shouldn't breathe them.
Housekeeping, Slunks writes to talkxbox.com. Go flame him because all his reviews are wrong.
Go inspire me to write reviews because I'm poor.
Yeah, drfishypants.com. Doctor is spelled out. It's not DR. Go see Al beat your ass at guitar. XLM2K at block.blockbot.com. Riven is residing at gameslaves.net. They're looking for a new kind of direction to go with the site, so help them out with that. Review their podcast, which is Game Slaves Radio, can be found on the iTunes Music Store, as well as ours. Review ours, please. And finally, new on the site, we've got a couple of more reviews from our dude Patrick Hickey Jr., the Bigs, a Gist Wing.
Is that his name, Patrick Hickey Jr.?
Yes, Sonic Boom 713
on
GameSpot.
Oh, okay, I know him. Yeah, wow, that name's awesome.
And that's it. So for Slunk.
Can I plug something real quick?
Yes.
Try it again.
Slunk.
Shit.
Slunk.
Great. Xbox.com, go there. You can check on your Xbox stuff. That's my plug.
Xbox.com?
I'm good, right?
Yeah, you're great.
Bye.
For Slunks.
Bye.
For Alfred Pode.
Who is you to the limit? The limit!
I have been your host. We'll find out what Al's been playing next week. Who was gargling?
I was drinking at the time.
Okay.
Gobble, gobble.
Slam.
What the fuck?
That was him squelching his fake breasts. Okay, I'm stopping this recording.